Subsistence users in Nome are criticizing gold miners and regulators for failing to take into account the negative impacts mining is having on other resources in the area. Officials from different agencies took public comment on the issue at a community meeting yesterday. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports.
In front of more than 100 people, Jim Menard with Fish and Game used the opportunity to clarify a few points for miners.
We just ask you to stay 300 feet from the nets, 300 or more feet from the nets.
But the tone set by officials, including those from Nome, like City Manager Josie Banky, was generally one of mutual cooperation.
Nome and mining kind of go hand in hand, so hope that you would just enjoy your time here, be safe, help keep our town clean.
That friendly atmosphere turned more confrontational during public comments. The vast majority of speakers were subsistence users expressing frustration with gold miners, but especially with state and federal officials and the Department of Natural Resources in particular. Brandon Amasek is the subsistence director at Kuwerik.
The negative impact that you've had on the local people It's negative. I am questioning DNR's permitting process for offshore mining. Local residents are fed up with the treatment that they are being dealt. At times, it even seems that non-local miners who are only here for the money and then leave are given preferential treatment, and the residents are stuck with the aftermath.
Many of the comments came from members of Teller and Brevik Mission, who drove more than 70 miles to Nome for the meeting. They offered testimony against a permit under review that would allow a barge-sized vessel to dredge in Grantley Harbor, just east of Port Clarence. Carolyn Aquilic spoke for the city and the tribe in Teller and says the community only learned of the permit application 2 days earlier, though approval could allow an operation to start up as early as this season.
Mining and dredging will only hurt our local communities. We strongly discourage the thought of mining and dredging in the Port Clarence, Grantley Harbor, and Tuckshook Channel.
But not everyone agreed with the idea that traditional values should take priority over mining. One speaker, who didn't give his name, spoke excitedly about what Nome's gold sector brings to the community.
Right now, most of the miners, we are also living off the land. Okay, and if we want to help the further generations, how can we help them? They got to understand the time right now. How can you stop mining? How can you say people got to stop mining? No, this is not acceptable.
The meeting was led by Scott Pexton, the chief of mining for DNR, who wrapped up public comments to give attendees time to speak one-on-one with officials. He clarified that while DNR and the Department of Environmental Conservation are reviewing a permit for the waters near Brevik Mission and Teller, the process has complied with statutes on filing public notice. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.